CBS presents this program in color.
Why don't you take off your shoes and socks? You're running out of fingers.
Hey, shoot. Why don't you count our legs and divide by two?
Quiet! General Hogan.
There's a prisoner missing.
Impossible.
Would I lie to you about a thing like this? Or you would lie to me, but not the other way.
There he is! Where have you been? Nothing is more important than roll call. What kept you?
I was getting a message from London on our secret radio.
Well? As long as you have a good excuse.
Secret radio. In a POW camp. Impossible.
Now he tells me.
That's only a joke.
He really does have a radio, Schultz.
And you are another one.
I did get a message from London, Colonel.
Urgent?
Very. They're going to airdrop a man tonight at 2300 hours. Codename Hercules.
What are the orders?
Pick him up and bring him into camp. He'll tell us what to do.
Sounds like a big one. You and Newkirk go out through the emergency tunnel tonight and get him.
Right. We'll take care of him.
Action! Report! Air Commandant, all present and accounted for.
Good. Now, men, I have a very important announcement to make.
Hey, they're going to surrender.
Smart move!
Hey, the crafts are going to surrender.
Who told you?
I just heard it.
Surrendering.
Colonel Hogan, control your men.
Oh, I can't, sir. The news of your surrender is...
Who said anything about a surrender?
You did, sir.
When?
Just now, you used the word yourself.
Only to deny it.
Well, I had to start somewhere.
Pilot!
Okay, men, the surrender's off.
Now, I've just had word that General Stauffen of the Führer's headquarters will personally inspect Stalag 13. I expect every prisoner in this camp to clean up and look neat.
Can't do it. Somebody stole me mascara brush.
All right, pipe down.
Undoubtedly, the Führer has heard of the excellent work that I'm doing here. And General Stauffen's visit may result in a citation for Stalag 13. So we will all be on our best behavior. Anyone who does not measure up will suffer dire consequences. Are there any questions?
Would you like to reconsider and surrender after all?
Who said that? Schultz, get that man's name and put him on report. This man.
Dogs are outside the wire.
Man, that's lovely, that is.
Clink isn't taking any chances on an escape before the crowd general arrives.
All right, down periscope. LeBeau.
Yes?
Go out with Newkirk and Kinch. Keep the dogs busy until they get away.
Right, Colonel.
And good luck.
Thanks. So far, so good.
Forget it. Here's old Dunder and Blitzen.
All right. Easy now. Quiet, Dunder. Sit. Good boy.
Problem is, we don't smell the same way the guards smell. Si vous êtes gentil après la guerre, je vais vous donner un petit caniche.
What did you say to them?
I promised to introduce them to Lassie after the war. Now you can go now. Good luck. Good luck.
There they are. Start the signal.
They got the plane.
Let's go.
Hercules.
Right. You chaps struck 13?
We are. Welcome to Crap.
Oh, easy. He's wounded.
Yeah, it must have been the flak when they brought the plane down.
Let's get this off. Careful. Loaded. Explosives.
Can you walk, mate?
Negative. Sorry.
How is he? He's badly wounded, Colonel.
Got caught in the burst of flak, sir. The plane went down.
Carter, get a medic on the double. Put him in my office. Take it easy.
Easy. Yeah, well. We had to stop and let him rest on the way back, sir. When he was conscious, he talked.
Yeah, before he passed out, he told us this General Stauffen is part of a gang of German brass that's getting ready to assassinate Hitler. The general got in touch with the underground and asked for a special type of bomb. Delayed action.
This is it.
False bottom and sides. And it's loaded with a new lightweight explosive. The timer is in the latch right here. When you use the bottom slot, the timer is activated.
30 minutes later, up she goes.
And Stauffen has a duplicate of this briefcase, huh?
Right. Hercules' mission is to get this to us so that the bags can be switched when the general gets here.
And Stauffen's using his position on the Fuhrer's staff to arrange this inspection trip so that he can pick up the bomb.
That's about the size of it, Colonel.
He was most likely dead when you brought him in.
He tried to bring him around, Colonel.
This lousy war.
It's a mug's game, I'll tell you that. A filthy, rotten mug's game.
Nothing could have saved him, Colonel. Never had a chance.
Okay, Sergeant.
Wish I could have done more.
Can't you get in touch with London? Tell them what happened. Make sure they understand that Hercules completed his mission.
Right.
His plan better work. It's already got an expensive price tag on it.
Welcome to Stalag 13, General Stauffen. This is indeed a great honor. On behalf of my command, I wish to
say... Thank you, Colonel. My aide, Major Günther.
Major, welcome to Stalag 13. This is indeed a great honor to be your host also. At this time, I wish
That's
to say...
That's American that... officer. Your opposite number?
The senior POW officer. Now, if you wish to step this way, General, I would
Major,
like...
Major, I would like to talk to that man.
At once, General. General Stauffen's compliments, Colonel Holden.
Colonel Robert Hogan.
Colonel?
United States Army Air Force.
Colonel Hogan, I mean, not you, General Stauffen. Very helpful bit of information, Clint. Perhaps you could arrange for Colonel Hogan to join us later for a little talk. I'm always curious about the other side.
Yes, General. Hogan, you're invited to join General Stauffen and his aide, and you are hereby ordered to do so.
Well, Colonel?
Only a man as strong as Hercules could turn down such a gracious invitation.
Shoot! Come here.
Come
Place your bets, gentlemen. There's a big winner each and every time. If any of you like, get up and see one you like, we'll make one up for you.
What's going on here? Gambling?
No, actually, it's a prayer meeting, and you just in time, Schultz.
Just in time, Schultz. Let's take a look at it. Aha! The lucky winner is one. Eins. Pays 3 to... Well, cool, blimey, you're on the street. 3 to 1, there you are. Tell your friends where you got it. And you got better luck next
Luca,
time.
He's a new customer.
Well, then listen,
this is your chance to send money home to friends. Help beat the wartime inflation.
So Churchill says to King George, if I were you, sir, I think I'd put Canada in your wife's name.
Very good, Colonel Hogan.
Gentlemen, a speedy end to the war.
Yeah.
Prost.
Prost.
Better luck next time.
Oh, you think there will be next time?
You started the last three. Why get off a losing streak?
That's very funny, Colonel Hogan.
The general is not amused, Colonel.
He's not amused. I am not amused either. You will confine yourself to non-controversial remarks, Colonel Hogan.
Oh, I struck a nerve.
The wheel of fortune turns, and round she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows.
I know where she stops, and somebody else's number.
Don't you ever go
with this, Rita?
Is that the one you want?
It is 12!
Number 12! I just wanted to bet on number 12! What are you doing?
Oh, hi. Good nobbin'.
What are you doing outside your barracks?
Oh, I'm looking for Felix. I guess he ran away.
What?
Felix. My pet mouse. Everybody knows Felix. You know, he's about this big. Has a nice little smile. Except when cats are around, of course.
Get back in the barracks or I will report you.
What, and leave Felix out here alone? Look, there are dogs roaming around and they double as cats in wartime.
Into the barracks.
Are you married?
Yeah, why?
Got any children?
2.
Then you know how I feel. Come on, be a pal. Let me use your flashlight for a minute. Thanks. Here, Felix. Here, boy. Here, fella. Here, Felix. Boy, isn't that just like a mouse? Here, Felix. Hey, Felix, come here.
10. Lucky 10, and I pay 3 to 1, and who's on it?
Not I have front. Number 9. Just one number away from the winner. I should get something for that.
Oh, shoot. The complaint department's on the roof. Take the elevator.
Never gamble.
Why not, Schultz? Man cannot live by war alone.
Well, stop philosophizing and give me a winner.
Your every wish is my command. Now, come on. You're all going to get lucky. Come on. Spin away now. Everybody go in.
You talk too much. That's what you do.
Well, that's possible.
And my little girl, Joanna, she's already 7 years old.
Oh, really? That's nice. I don't know how old Felix is. Come to think of it, I don't even know if Felix is a Felix. I mean, it could be a Louise, could be a Mary. It doesn't really matter, except to him, of course.
Watch it. Ready?
Let's go. A little warm in here, isn't it?
You Americans apparently have no capacity for brandy.
I'm a buttermilk man myself. What's happening?
Oh, gentlemen, please don't worry. Let me take care of it.
What is it? Ow, ow!
Ooh. What happened?
Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, the table. Oh.
This is much better, sir.
Yes, indeed. Any idea what caused it?
General, we hardly ever have any electrical failure here at Starlock 13.
That's right, General, and the Commandant's on top of every snafu instantly, like a vulture swooping down on its prey.
Commendable.
I bet he's dying to investigate the cause of the blackout right now.
I am?
Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, well, in that case,
General, General, you are my guest. This gathering is in your honor.
Oh, don't be bashful.
Of course not.
No, really, I was just about to excuse myself, sir.
You're excused. Major, perhaps you can be of assistance to Colonel Klink.
Yeah, we're all here, General.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You are excused.
We made the switch during the blackout.
You are very resourceful, Colonel.
Yeah. Look, this bottom latch activates the timer. Once it starts, you've got exactly 30 minutes to get away.
I understand. 30 minutes is all I will need.
This little caper of yours better come off. We lost a man to give you what you asked for.
Don't worry. We are determined to destroy this fool at any cost.
I know who the fool is. Who's we?
The greatest military minds Germany has ever produced. He dares call himself Supreme Commander. But we'll put him out of business, I promise you.
It's the least you can do, considering.
Considering what?
You're the same bunch of guys that put him in business.
And in consideration to your devotion to the aims of the Third Reich, your efficient administration, and because there's never been an escape from Stalag 13, I have the honor to represent our beloved Führer and award you the citation of merit. A second class.
Bravo!
Schultz, I really think you're proud of him.
Proud? Are you nuts or something?
Expression on your face.
I lost 50 bucks last night.
Thank you, General Stauffen. I want to thank you for this great honor. We here at Stalag 13 will try to be worthy of it and merit the Führer's confidence in us. I can assure you, General Stauffen, that no one will ever escape Stalag 13. As I look about the beautiful grounds of our beloved Stalag...
Thank you, Colonel Klink. I'm afraid now I must be off.
Oh, I had hoped that the General would reconsider and have lunch with us. You know, our chef makes a most wonderful Apfelstrudel.
No, the General is expected at a strategy meeting with the Führer and the High Command.
Yeah. Of course, then, the General must go, I understand, yes.
Well, so glad you could see it that way.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Schultz! Luggage.
Lamp!
Colonel, did you see that?
What happened?
Schultz, he picked up the briefcase. He activated the timer.
You sure? No question about it, Colonel.
One of the generals is missing and doesn't even know it yet.
Does Stauffen know what happened?
No, I don't think he saw it.
Means we got slightly less than 30 minutes.
What do we do?
Carter, LeBeau, get lost, disappear.
Where?
Get over to the motor pool. Wait for me there and keep out of sight.
Right.
I'll take that one myself.
Jawohl, I get a ride.
Well, Hogan, another great day at Stalag 13.
Sir, I have some bad news for you. Two of my men are missing. Obviously an escape.
Well, on a day like this, we can...
What? My men slipped out during the formation. Nasty of them to take advantage that way.
Hogan, this is a catastrophe. Schultz, didn't you count?
Herr Commandant, they were all present before the ceremony.
You fool, you should have counted during the ceremony.
Herr Commandant, but I...
Shut up!
I...
Hogan... It's not like you to report escaped prisoners.
I realize that, sir, but after all, this is your big day. They'd never take away your medal, would they?
Take away my citation? Just because a couple of prisoners escaped?
Only General Stauffen hadn't said there's never been an escape from Stalag 13.
What can be done about it?
Roadblocks.
Sehr clever.
Good. See to it that guards are notified at all checkpoints. I want roadblocks in a radius of 20 miles at once.
Jawohl, Herr Commandant.
And have my car ready. I will see to it personally that everything is in order.
Wrong. If the commandant of the toughest POW camp in all of Germany is seen flying around the roads, word's going to get back to Berlin and fast.
You're right, Hogan. I send Schultz.
And with your permission, I'll go along.
Why?
To protect my men. Schultz is a little trigger happy at times.
Me?
Only under tension. You have my word. I won't try to escape.
All right, Hogan. Permission granted.
Thank you, sir.
Straßensperre. Jawohl, Herr Feldwebel, wird gemacht.
Exactly 18 minutes before that briefcase blows up.
Can we make it?
An outside chance if the general hasn't gotten past the roadblock. Get in.
What are we doing?
Questions, always questions. What's the idea? You're escaping, remember? Lie down.
Colonel Hogan, are you ready to...
What are you doing?
Just checking the spare tire, Schultz. We got two of them. Let's go.
This is General Stauffen of the Fuhrer's staff.
I'm sorry, Herr Major, I have my orders.
Orders? From whom?
Colonel Klink, Commandant of Stalag 13.
I thought I was rid of that fool.
General Stauffen! But you're on your way to Berchtesgaden.
I was.
This idiot says he has some orders to stop all cars.
Hagen, right. There was an escape from Stalag 13.
Two of the prisoners walked out on those beautiful ceremonies.
I was tempted myself.
Well, you carried out your orders. Now I order you to allow us to proceed.
I cannot, Herr Major.
If I were you, I'd let him search the car, Major.
What? Search a general's car? It's unheard of.
Fantastic.
Terrible.
What is Prince thinking about?
I'm awfully sorry, Herr General, but you know, Commandant Klink is
upset
about
knows
the prisoner.
But he knows that.
Okay, let's go. Look, you've got exactly 4 minutes before this whole section of Germany goes up in smoke. Get up into the woods, come around by the barrier. Get going.
To the Fuhrer, you know that.
Herr Wohl, Herr Major. Herr General, I know nothing! Nothing!
If you do not allow us to proceed at once, I will have you arrested.
You tell him, Major.
I will be late for my appointment with the Fuhrer.
You can't have that, can we?
Schultz! Over here, Schultz! You know, in Stalag 13, there has never been an escape. And Commandant Klink is always very...
Come on, we give up, Schultz!
Here they are!
The prisoners! Arrest them!
Nothing to it. 15 seconds to spare.
We are surrendered, please! We're not armed, we're not armed!
Give up, don't shoot us!
Who is shooting? Come on! all right, into the truck!
All right.
Yeah, we were almost in Switzerland.
Everything is clear, General. I think we may proceed.
Very well. Hogan, you saved my life and our cause. How can I thank you?
When you see Hitler, make sure the meeting goes over with a bang.
And that's final.
Oh, come on, Commandant, be reasonable.
But they tried to escape.
And I got him back for you. You owe me something for that.
30 days I owe you.
What do you want? You got your medal. Now you're a big man.
Now?
You're bigger than you were. He is a big man, isn't he?
Oh, yes, sir, very big.
Yes, sir, you're the biggest.
All right. I will reduce the punishment to 10 days. Without recreation hall privileges.
Thank you, sir.
If you try once more...
Now, Commandant, excuse me, please. A dispatch from Berlin. Ooh, a hot one.
Donnerwetter, an attempt to kill the Fuhrer, a time bomb.
Herr, who would do a thing like that?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Carter, you know who would do a thing like that?
No, I don't. Lebeau, do you know who would do a thing like that?
Who would do a thing like that?
I have no idea. Who would do a thing? Oh, I asked you already.
Once more around, we'll quit. Carter?
Dismissed!